I enter the smoky and dimly lit cantina filled with a variety of clientele. Blue Falcon takes a quick lay of the land, then walks to the bar, which is currently being managed by Zara, an Aquarian and the owner.
Well, 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 if it isn't little Lala herself.
Little Lala?
How many times have I told you not to call me that anymore?
Hey, you can't forget your roots. You need a reminder once in a while. Especially when you come to visit where you...
I could never forget this place. Or you, for that matter. Especially a fine and upstanding Aquarian such as yourself.
Aquarian? I thought they never left their system.
Oh, we don't. Not by choice. Nice to meet you. The name's Zara. The only Aquarian in recent history to be exiled from the great ocean world of Aquarius. Traveled a bit, then ended up here. Became the owner of this establishment after a series of unfortunate events. It's small, dirty, and full of the worst sort of people. But if you need a drink or some homemade Aquarian delights, or want to catch the latest hover draft race or pyrosphere match, this is the only place worth visiting.
Oh, it's nice. And I'm sorry, I wasn't done.
It's okay. It's a long story.
Zara, this is Dr. Bonnie Starr, Science Collective.
Oh, fancy company you're keeping, little Lala. She looks familiar. Have we met?
I don't think so.
I'll be damned. You're his pup. His kid. You have his eyes. Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you, but...
Damn shame what happened. Word travels fast in this galaxy, so when I heard, I couldn't believe it. Red Dog was a damn fine man. Damn fine.